This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I mean, I did say, like, let's be friends or, like, see what happens in a little bit. And then I guess the ball was in my court to actually follow through on that because people say that all the time.
Yeah,
but, like, they don't mean it.
They're just talking about this. Yeah.
They don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
Let's normalize not having to say you want to be friends if you don't want to be friends.
Yeah, if you don't want to be friends, do not say it.
Yeah. I don't.
Also, that could give some hope.
I never want to be friends.
Yeah, that's a false hope, too, and that sucks. But yeah,
I'm like, good luck out there. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got a great episode for you today. Very excited for our guests. But as always, up top, if you guys haven't left us a review yet, please do that. Real simple. It's an easy way you can pay us without paying us. Give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you think. And follow the podcast on Instagram, Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. We're having a lot of fun doing some surveys. Get involved. And without further ado, I think I want to bring in our guests.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to rock. All right. So these two, you might have heard them on the Dating Sucks podcast, sponsored by Hinge. We have the very funny, very talented Alana from Hinge and Jonah Feingold.
You got it right.
Welcome to the pod.
Okay. I'm already like a little bit upset because they have a much better intro than us.
You guys are much more prepared than we are.
Really?
It was a much better intro.
I feel like I messed up. Alana from Hinge is her handle. I didn't write her actual name.
I like
name.
That she didn't get a last name.
Yeah. Alana Dunn. Sorry.
That's what you were going to say you were upset about.
I was going to say, if you guys haven't checked out their podcast yet, it's great. Mm-hmm. It essentially focuses on the parts of dating that suck in a way, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Like I listened to two. I listened to a ghosting episode, which was very fun.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then there was one someone was talking about, actually, the book Attached that we...
Oh, that was with Logan Urie.
Logan.
Yes. Yeah. She's great. She's a great
amazing.
Guest.
She's a genius.
So if you check out an episode, I recommend those two. I thought they were really, really fun, really great. And up top, I found out your story from listening to the podcast. The two of you technically met on Hinge originally, before this podcast, any of that started, correct?
Technically speaking.
Technically met on Hinge. A few dates didn't work out.
Yes.
I mean, I think it worked out. I mean, look where we are now.
In an unexpected way. I don't think we expected to end up here.
Yeah, true.
In this podcast studio with you guys.
True.
That was not part of the plan, but it worked out.
I was joking that it's the most successful relationship I've ever had off of Hinge this one. Also the longest.
Totally.
You know?
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm on it. And I haven't yet to match with someone where I'm like, I think I would become business partners with this person.
Right? I mean, we went on a date, I think almost a year ago today. Not today.
No, it was in August.
Was it in August? Okay.
I'm surprised you don't know the actual like day.
I think it was like August 20-something. Honestly.
No, because it was before my birthday.
For a minute, I was like, sounds like Alana ended it. Then I was like, nope, sounds like Jonah. Nope,
no.
Sounds like, what?
Who do you think actually, this is a good thing. Who do you think ended it? And I want answers.
I know
from
the episode, so I don't want to cheat.
I don't know. I mean, it couldn't have ended badly. How did it wrap up? It was a few dates.
Well, do you want to do it or you want me to do it?
We went on a few dates. They were great dates. We liked each other. Everything was great. Like, it had nothing to do with us not being compatible, like not hitting it off. But when I matched with Jonah, I had just gotten out of a relationship. And this was my attempt, like, okay, I'm going to like put myself back out there and like see what's out there. Talk to a few people. He was the first person I went on a date with after my breakup.
Hello.
And I was like, oh shit, I might like this guy. Like, I'm not ready for this. And so like we went on these dates and I would go home and I'd be like crying about my ex when I got home. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Like, I'm not ready. But like, this is a great guy that like I don't know, there's something. And I sent him a very long text.
I'll let
you tell this part.
Well, this is a good part because we were at that point where I didn't know what either was going to get a message being like, what's happening here? In like a positive, like, what's our next step? Or it's over. I had been on a shoot for a project. We had not spoken. I remember this very vividly for like
We hadn't spoken like about it every day.
Every day.
Every well, single
when
day.
She, the text.
When she told her story, she was like, I would go home and cry after every day. I was like, Jonah, what did you do after every day? Jonah's like, I skipped home. I was having a good time.
I remember we went like 20 hours where the texting, and this is a good lesson here, the texting consistency had changed. The waves were not the same tidal. It wasn't every 5 minutes anymore. And I don't mean literally. I just mean like metaphorically, right? Mm-hmm. Something was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. I was at the shoot. I wasn't going to worry about it until later in the shoot. And I think you knew I was in the shoot. It
I
was,
knew you were at the shoot.
Yeah. And lo and behold, I got the big gray text. I knew it was going to happen. I even told my friend, fun fact, shout out Jesse Wolf. I told Jesse Wolf that I was going
to... Hi, Jesse Wolf. I was gonna still get, single. Yeah.
She's like trying to date Jesse Wolf.
Oh, right in front of you. That
yeah.
doesn't hurt.
Yeah, no. I'm crying
him.
Now. I'm crying.
We had a very long, serious, drunk talk at 2 a.m. on Valentine's Day at a bar about it.
Me and you?
Yes.
Okay. You guys were together on Valentine's
yeah,
Day?
Yeah, wow. That doesn't hurt either. Jesus.
The bullet pointers, they don't look good on paper. But
it was with a group of people.
Yeah. Got a nice, long, gray text. And yeah, it was just basically Lana's articulate. You know, it's exactly that, which is to say that I think, I mean, this is a dating podcast, ultimately, comedy dating podcast, but... The biggest thing that I think relates to everybody is that there was a consistent change in the way we were texting that alluded to some truth coming, you know, from Alana, which she articulated perfectly. So facts. Yeah.
All right.
Hashtag facts.
Yeah. And it's probably because you didn't ghost that you were able to at least work together.
I was like, look, like. It's not you, it's me. But I explained, I thought I was ready to get back out there and I really wasn't. And the way he reacted to it actually made me like him more because he was like so understanding and like genuine and made me feel like, okay, like I did the right thing by saying something and like doing what was best for the situation. I mean, I did say like, let's be friends or like see what happens in a little bit. And then I guess the ball was in my court to actually follow through on that because people say that all the time.
Yeah,
but like they don't mean it.
We're just talking about this. Yeah.
They don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
Let's normalize not having to say you want to be friends if you don't want to be friends.
Yeah, if you don't want to be friends, do not say it.
Yeah. I don't.
Also, that could get some hope.
I never want to be friends.
Yeah, that could get some false hope too, and that sucks. But yeah,
I'm like, good luck out there.
So, I started reaching out about The Bachelor because that was like a thing that we talked about a lot. And then... Yeah, I guess a few months later, like we ended up catching up and I think we weren't sure. He wasn't sure what was going to happen. But as soon as we got there, I just started talking about like other guys in my dating life.
Well, that's
I was prepared for that. I knew that was good. But like I also like to talk about dating stuff. And I was listening to one of your episodes about the bitch mentality.
Love bitches.
Yeah.
Do they? Is it true?
Well, I actually have a lot of thoughts on the interpretation of the text that was analyzed in that episode, but that's different. We can get there, but unfortunately the word bitch seems to be associated with someone who has like an opinion or who stands up for like what they want, which sucks. Cause like that doesn't make any sense. I like people who plan, who are not afraid to plan a date, who have their own priorities in life, who work hard. That's not making anybody a bitch, but in that person's book or
they're claiming the work. They're like, being a bitch is asking for what you want.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right.
I agree.
To get back to what Alana had just said, which was, on dates, Alana and I's first date, I think we even talked about our dating lives. I think we weren't afraid to ever jump into that kind of conversation. Granted, it's her line of work.
It's also in a way your line of work.
In a way it's my line of work. And that's why we were like able to have a base layer of friendship.
Yeah.
I think. Because we wanted, you know, we had those interests.
I'm curious on this.
Yeah.
You gave him the, hey, it's not you, it's me. I'm just fresh out of a relationship.
True.
When women say that to men, do you truly believe that?
Well, there was a 10-minute period where I ran it through the analysis triangle. The analysis triangle is a series of people who I call my board of directors, right?
Okay.
This is anyone ranging from my sister to actor, producer Jerry Ferrara, to Jesse Wolf, to, you know, my buddy Jeremy. And
just everyone in Alana's
It's a copy-paste. It's a copy-paste. And it's like, what do we think this means? Mm-hmm. And I get a consensus, and it doesn't, they're not going to be right. But I looked at the text, and I was like, this is sincere. There's no other road here that leads to insincerity, especially knowing Alana. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I believed everything she said. And I was like, I totally get that, you know, so.
Well, I was going to say, hearing that from a man, I think it's complete bullshit.
what do you think I thought?
I think it's, no, not you. That's why I was asking what's the vice versa.
I see, if you got the text from a man.
Yes, female friends that get the, I don't want a relationship right now, or I just got out of something, or like all those, I'm often like, well, if you really liked me or my friend who's in that scenario, I think you would.
I would agree with that, but also on the episode, I heard you guys read out the text that you sent. Yes. A man just wouldn't say all of that. Like, you really outlined so many things.
So I got a text like this from a guy last week. We'd gone on a few dates. Everything was going well. And I get a text from him. We had plans 2 days later. Out of nowhere, I get a text from him saying, like, I want to be completely honest with you, like, because you deserve that. Like, I just don't think I can be fully invested in this right now.
Okay.
I was so blindsided. I responded immediately saying, wait, LOL, I'm so confused. Can you call me?
Yeah.
Because I was like, where is this coming from?
Right.
Okay. It made no sense. So he calls me and I find out the real story is that, like, we're still in a pandemic and, like, people's lives are very up in the air and his lease is up at the end of the month and he's not re-signing and his family has a place in Florida and he's just gonna go stay there for the winter. So it's like,
well, that's fair.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's a completely different story. He's like, I definitely like you and I'd love to keep going on dates with you, but like, we're just both gonna get more hurt, so like, let's just like table things for now. That's a completely different story than what he sent to me over text.
Why do men do that, right? Like, I don't understand. That's such a different situation. Why couldn't you just be like, I'm moving, you know, temporarily.
Moving temporarily. Yeah. I mean, he should have included that information, I guess. But does he have even the obligation? Like, why would he have to? I guess. Like, basically, I'm confused because you sent a longer text to me. He sent maybe a slightly more brief text, but still wasn't brief. I mean,
it was a sentence.
How long was the actual text?
It was like 3/4 of a thing.
Okay.
Oh wow.
But weird to not be like, also I'm moving.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's maybe he's maybe moving.
I had no idea.
Sounds like he's maybe moving. Are you 100% confirmed moving to Miami?
He's going for the winter at least.
Okay, so that feels like information he probably could have been like, hey, I'm going to Miami for the winter. I don't really know how this is going to work type thing. Or what would it be?
Yeah, and like tabling it is different than ending it. So he also gave you two very different situations. Right. So like, are you expecting to pick it back up come spring when we hopefully have a vaccine?
I don't know.
Shout out vaccine.
On the text was a very definitive, like, this is over.
Right.
And then we talked on the phone for a while and it was like, no, like, we can keep going on dates until I leave. That just, like, might not be the smartest idea. Or, like, I still like you. I love hanging out with you. Like, we can see what happens down the road. I'm like, this is a completely different conversation. Thank God I said call me.
Yeah. If anything, it's like, I almost assumed if it wasn't the reason, he could use that as a reason to get out of it easier. It's like, well, I'm moving.
Right, that just makes more sense.
Yeah, when really he's like, I just don't like her anymore. Yeah. But we'll blame the move.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
U-Haul's outside. I gotta go.
I feel like anyone in New York can say that. I mean, you're not really going to run into people. You know.
In New York?
Debatable.
Hold on.
You're going to run into the person that you're trying not to run into.
That's the rule. Okay. Yeah.
That's New York.
And
the
when
more
you, look
you
bad,
don't want to see someone, the more likely you are to see them.
But now with masks, we can all hide. Masks.
That's true.
And
this
hide
is
our
the
emotions.
Time.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm assuming everyone in here is using apps during this time.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay. Obviously, Hinge.
I even got on.
Molly had some Hinge success.
What up, Molly?
Recently.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Good date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
that's great.
I know.
See, that's okay. That a good date or a great date, like, that is a success story.
Yeah.
Like, it is really hard, actually, like, especially now, especially this year, to get on a great date. And people, like, are like, oh, if it doesn't turn into a relationship, like, then it was a failure. But, like, no. Going on a good date is a huge win.
By the way, we know you want a date. We're actually surprised. We get the back end.
Tracking all my data.
We know. I was like, oh, let's just look up. Oh, date.
She's in Midtown again.
We can't joke about that.
I know.
We don't do that, you guys. We do not do that.
That's a joke. It's a joke. This is a comedy off-brand of dating sites.
But, like, making it to, like, a second date, like, making it to a third date, like, throw a fucking party.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Just off an app, we go on 2 dates.
Where'd you guys go? Where'd you guys go?
We went to the meatball shop.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Great
drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Hell's Kitchen.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was also down the street from his apartment, which I later learned. I was like, this is a good move. I respect it.
I was going to ask, what do we think of that move?
Yeah, what do you guys think of that move?
I mean, at the time, I appreciated it.
Okay.
I've done it before, so like I get it.
Right.
You know.
How far was it for you?
So I came in from Queens. Okay. So it was a subway ride, but he did ask originally. So I was supposed to be staying on the Upper East Side, like house sitting. Mm. And so he had originally asked, do you have like a place up there? Like what's across the street? I'll find something up there. And then it fell through. So I was like, hey, I don't mind, you know, coming your way. So there was the effort originally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a gentleman move is what's your neighborhood?
So I'm like,
travel to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a bone to pick with this situation because my brother, I have a brother who's 20, my 28-year-old brother, Brian. Hi, Brian. He lived in the West Village and he had his date spot that he would take all of his dates to.
This is most men.
No.
This
is most men. It was in the basement of his apartment building. Like, there was a speakeasy downstairs in his building. And that was his date spot. I'm like, that is so, like, slimy. Like, I would be mad. I would be mad, I think.
Can I ask you, is there comfort for a man to have a place where the bartender knows him? Do you think that's, like, cool on a date? Because I'm like, I understand that angle maybe, but I think number one is just... people are lazy. They find one spot in their neighborhood. They're like, this is my go-to. I bring dates.
Yeah, I think the bartender knew this guy because he gave us to-go drinks at the end.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know if I've ever had a situation where I've like had a bartender knew who I was. There was a run where I was taking dates to Sake Bar Decibel. Yeah, because I actually just liked the vibe. It actually did something very interesting. It was very loud. And I am attracted to loud people. So... As I bang this table, I don't like people who talk quietly.
That's why. You
oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, I don't like. And I was like, this is a perfect two birds, one stone. If we can have a conversation at this loud place, and you can hang in this environment, great. But here's a question: why don't you, do women not bring the guy? Suggest the same location to a guy, or is it more about? Is that not a thing? And why?
It depends. What I'm trying to do. If I'm trying to hook up, I'm going to say the place.
Do you know
next
going
to my
into a date if you're trying to hook up or if you're trying to?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. What?
Actually, I recently did that and I didn't realize until after. And I was like, no.
How are you making your judgment? How are you? Is it, you're using Instagram pictures as a way to decide if you're going to try to fuck this person or if you're just trying to get to know them on like a what up? What do we got? We have chemistry?
I guess an app is a toss up.
Yeah.
A little bit. Someone you know before. Yeah, you probably know.
Yeah. Or and if you're going through a dry spell, you know, you're like, I just got to get one in.
Yeah, or if like the world's on fire, you know.
Yeah.
Of their physical appearance sometimes, we're just like, we need this.
No, I mean, you can change your mind, you know, going in. It's not like, this.
But you're deciding the location of where you're going based off this information.
On this topic, can I just do a quick little sidebar? I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok. And
TikTok.
Every hour, I get a promoted ad for Plan B. I'm like, yo, we're in a pandemic. Like, what do you think I'm doing right now? Like, this is almost a tease at this point. Like, are you kidding me?
Get
off of my free page.
I get targeted ads for the lesbian app Her, and I'm straight.
That too.
Also very confusing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing on here.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's going on with the targeting there, but I'm like,
I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to talking about Hinge and dating apps specifically.
There's a syllabus.
All right. So I don't know if you've found through your podcast or just through your own personal research, what are some tips you would give someone to start a conversation on apps in general?
I would definitely say pay attention to what is in the person's profile because they're using their profile to actually like tell you information, whether it's through their pictures or their prompt answers or their like prompt photo captions. They are giving you information about themselves that hopefully like they took the time to like plan out what they're putting in their profile and didn't just throw random shit in there. But go off of that. Like if they traveled somewhere cool, if they're eating something good, if they talked about, I don't know, like whatever, their dog or something in one of their prompt answers, like start a conversation about that. Because chances are like they put that there because they want you to know it.
Yeah.
Also don't, if you actually like want to match with someone, don't just send a like, send a comment.
I had someone say their favorite place was grocery stores, and I asked her, what's your favorite grocery store? And she still hasn't responded to me. And I'm like kind of bummed because I'm like, I did this perfectly. I played this out perfectly. I would agree with that. I would say playing into what the information that you are given. I would also say try to spend as little time as possible on the app. I mean, this might be a question online, but we learned, and Alana knows much better than I do, but you know, in execution, the less amount of time you spend talking to each other, the more likely it is you're going to get together. And that's just having been on the app. And I don't think anyone wants the small talk. You know, anytime someone's like, let's, I don't want to give my number, I'm like, that's weird. And I know that maybe is weird that I'm saying that's weird, but like, I'm sorry, anyone's number is available on the, it's the internet. We, right. What we put out there is what we put out there at this point. So yeah. Molly, you're giving me a look.
No, I actually agree with that. Cause I think too, that like a lot of people don't have the push notifications on for apps. Yes. So it can be days without looking at it. Like I don't actually go into my dating apps that often. So
do you not get push on your Hinge?
No, I don't. Well, be it's originally from when I was in the office and I was like, I don't want my phone to be up. I have like a very open office.
Question for you guys. Do you guys turn off your push notifications on Hinge while you're on dates with somebody else? Or do you delete the app when you're going on a date with somebody in case you take out your phone and they see that you are talking to someone on Hinge?
Buddy, you could just move it from your homepage. You're not going to delete the app. That's a lot of work.
I'm talking about if it's on your lock screen. If you get, if you
like
get
like a notification.
Oh, I just don't have those on at all. And I'm like painfully type A that my phone is super organized. So I have all my dating apps in like one separate like thing.
Copy. But you're not getting notifications. So that situation would not happen to you. What about
have
you
guys? I have mine on. If it's, if I start liking someone, here's the thing about me. Like I can only really like one person at a time.
Same.
Like blinders, can't think about anyone else. I if I go on a great date with you, I'm telling my friends we're getting married. Sorry. So then it's like, if I go on a great date with someone, I'm probably not going on Hinge that much or like having starting a bunch of other conversations. So, but if it's a first date, I'm like, yeah, like let them know that people want me. Like let them, if I take my phone out to show them something funny, or usually it's pictures of my dog Zoe, and a Hinge notification pops up, why would I have deleted Hinge before our first date, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that would be like, sorry.
No, go.
I was like, I feel like that would be a red flag if someone, like I found out that someone did that. I was like, oh, you're really like going all in on this and like kind of wouldn't be attractive to me.
Yeah.
Like that's just a lot of pressure on what this is.
I would red flag of like, you're a sneaky bitch. Like I'd be like, you were strategically being like, let me hide. That's where I would go. Cause I have notifications on for mine. I don't mute it and stuff. Cause part of me is like, why would they look at my phone? Like I have my phone away during the date.
Right.
And also if they see it, it's like, listen, until the conversation comes about we're exclusive and deleting apps, I'm assuming the person I met through an app is still on the app.
Yeah. Totally. I think you got it. So,
I'm also just with my dating history, I'm assuming that we're going to get to like date 3 or 4 and then they're going to tell me, or maybe in some cases date 9 or 10 or like 15, then they're going to tell me they're not actually looking for something serious.
Sounds familiar.
It's like that's my expectation.
This is the problem with dating, by the way, guys. This is the problem with 2020 dating.
I hate dating.
Yeah, right?
This is the thesis.
Well, you know what's fun? I deleted the apps for a minute because I got a little overdrawn, but not how I usually would just delete the actual app. I like deleted my profile because I was like, if you go back on, let's really do it. You're gonna have to remake your profile and like actually want to do it and not half-ass it.
I like that.
So most of the messages I've been getting on Hinge are, "Hey, I think we've matched before."
Oh, no.
Or I have a date coming up from Hinge, and it was someone I matched with on Bumble during the pandemic.
Oh my god,
that happened.
Exchanged numbers, and he was like, "You ghosted me." I was like, "I don't ghost. First of all, I did not ghost." I was like, "Also, they say if the man wants you, you'll hear from him."
That's
and he was like, "Well, you are a number that I saved." And I was like, "Oh, how about that?"
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I was rebuttaling his thing because I didn't save his number, so I couldn't find the conversation.
I do remember there was a point we were out at a bar and you had like a bunch of unsaved numbers in your phone.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So
that's dangerous.
My he might not be wrong.
He might not. Yeah. I don't know.
My best friend and I keep saying how like we'll go and look at each other's Hinges and see who's been like who their matches are and who like what incoming likes are, and we'll just like go through each other's feeds. And we keep joking, being like, "Oh, like we've been seeing that guy for years. Like that guy's a regular here." Like stop. And I'm like, Sarah, that's probably what people are saying about us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like we've been here for years.
Not in groups. Not like there's a chat, but like I've definitely seen the same person on Hinge for years. And I'm like, okay, cool. She, you know, she's still
here.
Still single. Hey, good to see you.
Still here.
There was actually some guy who, when I like first moved to New York like 5 years ago, we matched on Bumble. And it turned out we went to the same college, but he was like a couple years older than me. Smoking hot.
Nice.
And so we like talked a little bit and then never ended up like hanging out, anything like that. And then when I moved back to New York this time around, like probably 6 months ago, he added me on like LinkedIn. And I was like, this is weird. So I then added him on Instagram and I did the window tap of liked a bunch of photos.
Is that what that's called? A window tap?
Yeah.
Oh, it's genius.
And I didn't get anything, right? So I was like, oh, well, that's not a great sign. And then I stalked his Facebook, obviously.
Okay.
I found that he was seeing someone. So I was like, now I feel like a dick.
Wait.
And then he popped up on my Bumble. And then
again.
So I was like, oh, they definitely broke up, but nothing. He didn't reply to the window tap.
Maybe it's an old profile. Maybe maybe he just has.
Or if you just delete the app, you kind of just float through the space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to actually delete your profile.
Delete the profile. And not many people know that.
So I should stop liking his stuff.
I mean, hey, shooters gotta shoot.
The window tap move is so good.
Nothing to lose. Yeah. Nothing to lose.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a good move, but here we are. If you're listening to this.
I'm really curious. Has anyone in this room come across somebody on a dating app that they then later found out lied about their age?
I've heard of this happening.
I remember you sent the, you know, you, I love that you guys prep so much for this, by the way. It's really awesome. Alana and I are not as diligent as you guys are. And
we do prep. We do outlines for every episode.
But sorry, I'll be on the other end of it. That was an interesting question because I don't think age has ever been something that someone's, people lie about a lot. But age has never been one of them, and at least because age is not something that you immediately like identify. No one's ever sitting down on a date and be like, how old are you? Or like when their ID comes out, no one's like looking. That being said, there are things that I wanted to highlight that I think do get lied about on dates, which are, well, for guys, height.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know women that have lied about their height.
Really?
Because I'm a tall gal. I'm 5'11". Uh-huh. And I will be honest with you. I experimented with lying about mine to see if I got more matches.
How tall did you
say? I did.
How
I said 5'9".
5'9".
I changed it to 5'9".
See,
and I got way more matches.
I had a conversation with this guy over here about this recently. And he's like, oh, I've never lied about my height. And then he checked his app and he lied about his height.
It says 5'9". But I'm really a confident 5'8", I'd say. No, I'm like, there's a whole scene
clearly
in my movie.
Clearly not confident if you had to say 5'9". Yeah.
There's a whole scene in my movie about this. I cannot wait. You've seen this where it's like the guy thinks he's 5'8". I played it. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, okay, guys lie about their height. True. But there's other things I think people lie about that gets on my nerves in a more serious way, which is one, like the portrayal of personality, which goes back to one of the things I think Alana highlighted, which is like those prompt answers on Hinge, not to, you know, highlight how great Hinge is, but like be honest about who you are, because sometimes you get these really funny people on Hinge who are like great prompt answers and really engaging photos, and then you meet them and it's like you gotta, it's like having a bad guest on your talk show. It's like, oh my god, am I gonna say every word here? And then also I think people lie about the way they look, and I think that that's not intentional, but it's something that I think we should all be more honest and real about. And some of the things we talk about in the podcast is, what are your photos, you know, best practices. We've talked about this. No sunglasses, not too many friends in the first photo. This applies for men and women and whatever gender you are. But also photos that accurately depict who you look like and like what you are, because nobody wants to sit down on a first date and be lied to about what the product that you bought off Amazon is.
Yeah.
And we are all the product, by the way. I'm not trying to objectify anybody here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, you also want to go into a date being confident that you are who you are.
Yeah.
Like if you if I posted pictures from like when I was, I don't know, like if that I was like 20 pounds lighter or something from a long time ago, I'm gonna then be self-conscious going into that date being like, oh my god, like I have to like look skinnier than I am, or like something, you know? So like you, for both people, you wanna be who you are.
Yeah. I mean, even little things, like I used to change my hair color a lot. And so even like putting that on and trying to figure out like what matched kind of what I looked like right now, it was really hard to like sift through pictures because I didn't want to get to a date and have someone not recognize me. Like that's mortifying.
And now in quarantine, people are like dyeing their hair pink and rainbow. Like what happened?
Yeah.
Like you're blonde and then you show up on a date, but you actually have like bright pink hair.
Yeah. Like that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Jonah brought up most males, not fear, but I feel like if you asked a guy, what's your number one like qualm or problem with online dating, they would be when you show up to the date and the girl looks nothing like her pictures.
Yeah.
Which every date I've gone from online, the first thing men say to me is they're like, oh, you look better than your pictures. They're like, I was just relieved. Better than your pictures. Or they just go, I was just relieved you looked like the photos.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are people doing out here? And they're like, you would be shocked.
You'd be shocked.
Yeah.
You would be really shocked.
It's like a weird YouTube tutorial on Photoshop. Like everyone's got their own interpretation of how to edit a photo, and it's literally It makes no sense. Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, yeah. It's the same of when no one, when someone doesn't have a picture of them solo. And I understand that men typically take less photos than women, but I'm like, you gotta have one. Or I've seen someone that there's someone on the right and they put like an emoji over their face. Yeah. And be like, I'm this one.
I think that's so funny.
Which I appreciate. Actually,
I've thanked a guy for doing that recently.
Yeah.
What I always wonder is if guys took as many pictures as girls tend to, like, what would their profiles look like? You know, like if they all did like the like 50 photo shoot every time they went out and had all these like great photos of them that they post on Instagram, like what would their profiles look like?
But to me it's just confidence. I'm like, you don't have enough confidence to put a picture of you.
Why not
whoever you are, own who you are.
I got laziness.
I got a question
for you guys. Why do women post photos with their exes and then blotch out their ex with a smiley face?
I've seen men do this a lot.
Why do we do it?
I've seen a wedding photo of a man and a woman.
Stop!
they might have been guests.
And not open relationship. And they're not a guest.
Okay. It's like, confirmed bride
like, or actually, even more so when their Instagram is linked. You're like, there is a woman in your life. You got married a year ago. That's come up. And I've been like, you got to be kidding me.
There's just got to be better photos that you have than the one with your ex. And I think it's a weird look to put that weird emoji over someone else's
face. This is so funny because men do this all the time. But I think for most men, that's where they get most of their photos.
My
brother's picture of his profile is when I take photos of him.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, oh, you look nice. And I take a photo of him. And he was like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have any pictures of myself.
Yeah.
And I partly did that once because he was getting back on apps. And I was like, you need photos that are just you.
Yeah.
And he like lost a little bit of weight. I was like, let's get him what you look like now.
My brother will kill me for saying this, but whenever he comes home, he's like, I need you to take pictures for my Hinge.
But
that's smart though.
You do.
So I'm seeing my brother this weekend. I'm like, I got to help you out. Because actually, he showed me his profile. And it was all pictures I had taken of him like 3 years ago. And Katy Perry quotes.
Well, the Katy Perry quotes
Do you ever
good.
Feel like a plastic bag?
Yeah, that's what it was.
No way.
So I'm curious, what are some like early on in dating deal breakers for you guys?
Or app deal breakers.
Yeah.
So this is very particular to me, but if I see a guy who has a cat in his pictures, I, no matter how perfect this guy seems. I want to leave. I'm uncomfortable. I'm very allergic to cats.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I just don't like them.
I hate them.
So it's like I know that it's just not going to work out. Like I can't go to their apartment, you know?
Well, especially because men don't just like have something in their photo, right? Like if they have it, they really have it and they're showing it off and they want you to know that they really fucking love cats.
Yeah.
And that's just no.
So that's a deal breaker for me, a really random deal breaker. But early on, I think for me, I really – my life is like very weird and like random and funny and like I do a lot of shit. And if they just like have a job that they're like not passionate about or just like they like when we're on our date and we're talking, they just like tell me their life story and it's pretty like basic and there's nothing wrong with that. But like I need someone who's like really passionate about something, whether or not it's what they do. It could be about like traveling or a sport. Like, I need that passion because I'm a very passionate person with everything in my life. And if I don't see that, I know that it's not a fit.
That's fair.
Okay. That's really nice.
I feel that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like people that you're like, you're just walking through life.
Yeah.
Not
dancing
trying to do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, and my biggest deal breaker, because this is a year of growth for me and I'm trying not to make a lot of the same mistakes, is that I no longer date boys who work in the music industry.
All right.
Good.
So if I see that, it's so tempting, but I will click the X.
Sometimes you got to detox, you know?
No, I was going to say, I want to hear what your deal breaker is.
Deal breaker on the app is very simple. And Lana knows this. If someone says, make me laugh, which 90% of women on Hinge say, what are they looking for? A guy to make me laugh, which is insane. It's an insane request.
Yeah.
If you want to be made laugh, go to the Comedy Cellar. Go watch a Netflix special.
Go
get tickled. Make me laugh is insane because that's not what you're looking for.
No. Good relationships are laughing together. Also.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And it's just one of my biggest pet peeves on the app is make me laugh. Like what do you say? I don't know.
It's the same thing with like looking for someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Which is like, what does that mean?
I'm a comedian and I took my job off because people would be like, tell me a joke.
Good.
I was like, get the hell out of here.
Get out.
I was like, no.
Well, that's another pet peeve is people who ask, like, my thing says filmmaker. What's your favorite movie? Are you fucking serious? First of all, it's Hook. Thank you for asking. Second of all, like, this is the extent of our conversation. In relationship deal breaker, and a lot of credit to the podcast Alana and I have been doing, is just being able to communicate how you feel accurately. And I think that as you get older and as you go through more relationships, you learn how to articulate how you feel in a clear and concise way. And some people don't know.
I'm not concise.
Okay, not concise. But you're not afraid to say how you feel and what you want and what's letting you down. And you're not projecting. Projecting for me is the biggest thing. If someone is projecting something onto me, I don't have 2 seconds for it. That's your own growth you got to go through. I'm not going to try to change anybody. And that is the biggest pet peeve in like a dating situation. It's like getting upset, getting mad at something that's like not something to be upset about because you're upset about something else. It's That's what it is. I'm noticing these days. But that's like rare to get to that level with somebody in a casual dating sense. But
I feel like a lot of women do that projecting. And like a lot of the books that we read for this podcast talk about like it's usually not the thing that causes the blow up.
It's never the napkin in the sink. Oh, the napkin's in the sink. Is that why you're yelling at me? No. It's because
something you did 6 months ago.
Yeah. It's because you want to move to LA and you hate New York and you know your mom gives you shit every day for something and like that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. But don't take it out on somebody else because, I don't know.
It's weird. It's a hard balance to figure out when you should open up to people. Because a lot of the things you read too is like, oh, don't fully open certain parts of your life or open up to them until you know like they're not going anywhere, which is a weird... Like,
yeah, I'm not very good at that.
That's a weird... Yeah, because you're like, well, part of really liking somebody is feeling like they are opening up to you in some way, even like in friendships. Like I feel like every friendship you have that's a good friendship, there's like... a day or a moment where you're like, man, we got really close that day.
Yeah.
Like there's something, some wall got like dropped down. Like
for me, it's when we usually get really drunk together.
You had that great drunk night with somebody, you kind of come out the other end like, we did that together.
Yeah. That's a ride or die.
Yeah.
Or like mine with Molly's was like, we exchanged STD stories.
Like we I also was like, got kind
of
drunk.
Yeah. We were a little drunk.
There was still tequila involved.
I was like, she said some story and I was like, I mean, I got herpes, so yours isn't that bad. I was like, we can wrap it. You know, it's funny you said the make me laugh thing. I have noticed weirdly on Hinge since I've been back, there have been several men that have popped up that will write an answer I'm weirdly attracted to, and they'll write short girls or petite girls. And because I'm tall, I will like that answer.
That's amazing.
Just to see if I match or if they're like, oh, and it's kind of like, yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
Do you match with them?
I've yet to match one, but I'm like, I'm determined now.
I'll do the same thing for people who say they're looking for like a guy over 6 feet would be nice. I'll go like that.
People
shit.
Say that?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. This is the complaint I hear from men. They'll be like, don't message me unless you're 6 feet or something.
And the women will be like, don't. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, cool. I'm going to like this because I'm a confident 5'8". And that's really like a 6'2". If you translate that to physical height, I'm essentially 6'2". What's up?
I can't.
You know what's interesting? We had, because I talk about having herpes on the podcast, we've had a few people message in, actually suggesting, I know you guys have no power on this, but they were like, why doesn't an app like Hinge almost have this secret filter of you could put if you have an STD like herpes, because it's for life, or say HIV, that they're like, upon matching with someone, it could just be like, by the way, you both have herpes. Da, da, da,
da. A little icebreaker feature. Yeah. By the way, herpes aside, it could be like, you both love dogs. You both want someone to make you laugh.
Yeah. You both are really broken.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because the most compatible will pop up. It'll be like, we think you're most compatible. But I'll look at the profile and I'll be like, I don't know what they decided.
So. Yeah.
Like, there's never a definitive thing. Like, I put something I'm weirdly into now or whatever. Like, I'm reading Harry Potter for the first time, which has been a great conversation starter, surprisingly.
Audiobook or the
I'm reading the actual book. Maybe.
Sorry, I'm dyslexic. I didn't
know
what they
It's okay. Yeah. But like that would be interesting if they're like most compatible and they have an answer where they also put Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's never a direct thing that I'm always like, what makes them like I don't know. I don't
know. It's Alana with a bunch of
data
cards.
Data science algorithm stuff that's like so beyond my brain capacity.
Yeah.
But
I was curious. But if anyone asks a Hinge, an STD filter.
No, I think that's a great idea. And also, just for the record, like, I think it's amazing that you are so open about it and talk about it.
Because
I have friends who have, like, obviously, like, gotten STDs. And I have, very close friends who have herpes. And it just like how isolated they feel because they don't feel like they can talk about it. They don't know anyone else that has it because people don't talk about it enough. Mm-hmm. I just think it's amazing that you are so open about it and normalizing it because like it's not, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it really can. And the best thing for me that I found was I found this meetup group in New York. And I met a bunch of other women. I might know them. I met a bunch of other women like in this group. And I always forget to plug that on here, actually, that I run one. And now because of COVID, we've been virtual. But then there's been people that listen to this podcast or heard me on other podcasts that have joined it. And they've been awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's people across the country.
That's
like,
really cool.
That's
everybody
so
talking and stuff. So that's always in the comments of the episodes, guys, if you want. Or just DM me and I'll send you the info. But
Very
you know.
Cool. Yeah.
But it's so funny. They think I have the power to be like, they're contact Hinge. Let them know. And I was like, this is my only opportunity to contact Hinge.
Hey, I'm gonna write it in our Slack product feedback channel tomorrow.
Why not?
Right.
Hey. Because the positive single ones, anyone I know that's tried it has been like, it sucks.
Yeah.
One, they make you pay for it. And two, they're like, people don't put like anything on there.
Yeah.
And I get it because you're like afraid for people to find you out. So I was like, maybe a secret.
People like don't put photos.
There's no
stuff?
Photos. There's
oh,
no yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting. But the crazy thing to me is like you have to pay for it to get on. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get a free month.
Right.
Like, give me a free trial.
And it's not just herpes, right? Like it's
it's anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
So you can be HIV positive, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But oh well. Anyway, we do have to wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
So we like talking about shooting shots on here because we're the type that shoots shots. So we've been doing some creative stuff lately. Molly did a move of made a close friend's Instagram story to just one person, which I think
is
very
hold
fun.
On.
That
what?
Is holy shit. So that is brilliant.
Please say that again.
So I made a close friend's Instagram and before I got rid of all the other close friends and just made it him and I took... like a screenshot of one of his pictures of just himself on his Instagram and he was smiling and I wrote on it that feeling when he finally hit me up because he kept saying we were going to hang out.
Oh my God.
And within like 10 minutes he looked at my story and I don't think he realized because they can't see who else is on the close friends list.
Right.
So he just gave me like that kind of like annoyed emoji and then I think he thought that like it was just on my story.
Oh my God.
Wait, does he follow you?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good move. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd that work
creative.
Out?
We have not hung out, but he said it was very funny and I was like, well, honestly, that's more validating. So
that's yeah.
That's a great
honestly,
shot.
Okay, if there's a guy that like we all post shit on our story just to see if the guy's gonna look at it.
Right.
And if it's someone in your life that's like close enough to you or like if they wouldn't be shocked to be on your close friends list, just do that. It's gonna save you so much time of checking and scrolling through the whole list to see if they watched it.
I think it's funny. I thought it was great.
Really smart.
So
it's really smart.
You don't have to, I mean, don't feel intimidated by that story. But we're always curious if any of you have a distinct memory of shooting your shot and was it a hit or a miss?
Joe.
I feel like
I mean, the
men
first,
always do. But
the first one that comes to mind in terms of like success rate out of a shooting of the shot is the Alana situation, which was ultimately a DM that was later on seen after we matched on Hinge. So there was a DM from like November. We ended up matching.
It wasn't seen until we were on our date and you
That's
told
correct.
Me you DM'd me.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I fully
factual.
Ignored it.
That's,
and you still lived in LA at the time.
That's true. But I was visiting New York.
And then after that, after the ignored DM, he had someone from Hinge.
No, that was
intro
a coincidence.
Us
that
over
was a coincidence. I didn't think you were going to be on that email. Also, didn't know I was going to get introed over email. There was someone
I
from
also
Hinge.
Ignored it.
There's a person who works at Hinge I'm friends with as well. And I was like trying to make a video for Hinge because I, you know, did video content stuff.
Okay.
You had stalked me enough that you had it. There's no
I didn't think you'd be on
the
email.
All right,
guys, we want to end the podcast on a very fun and happy note.
I think that shot is good. Look, I'm a fan of the DM in general. Never been that creative with the close friends thing.
You should give it a try.
So you're a DM guy.
I'm assigned to the DM.
So like if someone on an app super sparks your interest and you could find access to the Instagram, you'll go DM on Instagram?
I have no fear of DMing, yeah.
Just curious.
I'll
okay.
slide head,
Nothing
head
to lose.
First. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I've gotten some great DMs lately.
What were they?
We're trying to
Okay, so that's my idea.
What about you? Have you ever initiated shot a shot?
Actually, there was a guy I was dating going into quarantine. We had first matched on Hinge in like January 2019, talked for a bit. I think we talked like into February and then he like didn't answer. And then in October, after my break up after going on a few dates with him. I guess I like was looking through my old matches and I was like, ooh, this guy's cute. Like, and we never like finished our convo. So I messaged him being like, still dying to know what you did that Saturday night in February.
Oh.
And then, and then we ended up going out in October, went on one date, amazing date. Neither of us followed up after.
Okay.
In January, out of nowhere, on like a Saturday afternoon, I text him being like, 4 months later, time for a second date. And it worked. And
it
then
worked.
We
worked.
Like, we went on dates every week going into COVID and then like quarantine and got in the way. But like, I'm all for reaching out. Like,
oh yeah.
Any girls listening to this, like, you do not, I don't think you have to wait for the guy. I think if there's someone you are interested in, like, guys think it's hot if a girl reaches out.
Guys do think it's hot. Love when girls reach out. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Right?
I mean, if they're interested, yeah.
Yes, if they're interested.
They're interested. Right.
That's why we're like, open the door.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
initiate yeah. some
and then
type of.
And
by the way.
If it doesn't work out, you'll know.
Also, well, that's us.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to know. Sometimes we follow up too much to be like, no, give me a hard no.
Yeah. That's me.
I like your shoot your shoot thing because it's like in fucking life. You know, we talked about this too. It's like shoot your shot in life. That gig you want, that actor you want to meet with, that, whatever it is. Like, that's a mentality that applies to dating and to like your hustle. So,
yeah.
People who ask for things get what they want.
100%.
I was about to say it. My advice
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No harm in asking.
Yeah. Be a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. This was awesome. And once again, you guys want to find them. Their podcast is at Dating Sucks Podcast. If you want to follow Alana, she's Alana from Hinge. And Jonah Feingold on Instagram. And
right.
As always, I'm at Sparica with two A's.
And I'm at the guacamole at the guaca so underscore good. Molly.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you very much for inviting us on your
podcast.
This
has been awesome. Yeah, check out their pod. And as always, guys, leave us a review, subscribe. And if you want extra episodes, join the Patreon. Hear about Molly's date. Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And we do have a winner for the nickname.
Yeah, we do.
Molly's new potential boo nickname is Space Jam.
Yay.
Oh,
yeah. Very fun. We have a rule, don't name the puppy till it's official. So
of course.
We got Space Love Jam it. In the house.
Space Jam.
As always. And thank you guys so much. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Go shoot that shot.